on days of high fire danger. Fires can threaten suddenly and without warning and can travel very fast. It's important that you use triggers to warn you of the potential for danger before a bushfire even starts. Finding out tomorrow's fire danger rating is the best trigger and should be the first step in activating your bushfire survival plan, whether that be to leave early or stay and defend. If your plan is to leave, it's important to know where to go. Hierarchy of bushfire safer places in South Australia. CFS has developed a hierarchy of places that can offer relative safety from bushfire. It is important that you know what each of these are, where they are, and what risk you may be exposed to if you use one of these options during a bushfire. More details and designated places can be found on the CFS website, www.cfs.sa.gov.au. Table. A table in the print version of this document shows the hierarchy of bushfire safer places in South Australia as follows. Going from the top of the table, the safest, down to the bottom of the table, the least safe. At the safest end, bushfire safer settlement, inner Adelaide metropolitan suburbs, suitable for use during forecast bad fire weather or during bushfire. In the middle range, bushfire safer precinct, designated within outer suburbs and rural settlements, suitable for use during forecast bad fire weather or during bushfire, may be subject to spark and ember attack and smoke. Least safe, last resort refuge, designated ovals and buildings in rural areas, not suitable for extended use and may provide only limited protection during bushfire. End table. A quote from Danielle Claude in Future in Flames. When we first moved here, my eldest daughter was 4 and my youngest was a slowly expanding bump. It was very soon apparent that in the event of a fire, Mike would be out on the truck. There was no guarantee he would be able to get home to help me if a fire threatened our area. Staying and defending our home on my own in my condition simply wasn't an option. End of quote. Bushfire in the city? If you live in a city or township, understanding what to do in the event of a bushfire is just as important for you as it is for people in rural areas. Just because you live in Adelaide, in the urban fringes, or a regional town doesn't mean you're not at risk from bushfire or serious grass fire. It's essential that you're always aware of local fire restrictions, total fire ban days, and your own bushfire risk. If your risk is low, think about making your home available to relatives or friends who've decided to take the safest option and leave early on a total fire ban day, so they are not in a bushfire-prone area at the time of highest risk. Bushfire-ready bonus. Leaving early gives you the chance to spend a nice planned day somewhere different, rather than worrying about the possibility of panicked evacuations.